Hi, my name is Rebecca Berry, and I am a co-chair on this year's 2017 Relay for Life of the International Community of Belgium.
My name is Cindy Manash. I am chairperson of the Survivor Committee of the same Relay 2017 International Community of Belgium.
Last year, my school was involved for Relay, and I went to the event, and I found that I was able to make connections with people in a way that wasn't possible in the normal school year. So I was very moved by both the fun and the exciting sides of Relay, as well as the more reflective sides. I stayed the full 24 hours, and this year I decided to get more involved, and I'm extremely glad that I did.
So I've been involved with this Relay since its inception in Belgium. Relay arrived in Belgium in 2011 with three relays, and this Relay was one of the first three relays, and I was chairperson of the Survivor Committee on that first relay in 2011, and I've been involved with the committee in various roles ever since.
Relay for Life is a 24-hour event in which we celebrate life, we remember those that we still have and those that we've lost, and we fight back against cancer. Cancer never sleeps, and neither do we in the fight against it. We walk, we have activities, we eat food, we get to know each other better, and we find different ways to celebrate life, raise money for cancer research, and just have solidarity as a community.
I love the whole aspect of Relay. I live Relay, I breathe Relay. My family know that, you know, besides for them, there's nothing almost that counts in the world for me besides Relay. And I've been involved most of the time with survivors. So organizing the survivor program is really important for me because I think it's an amazing opportunity for survivors to come together and to not feel alone in their battle or not feel alone in the suffering that they've had or the hardships that they've had psychologically. And they get a lot of benefits from being together at the Relay, and they share information. We provide doctors to come and speak to them so they can get information from the doctors as well. There are massages for them in the survivor area, meals. So really to make them feel the VIPs that they are, because as Rebecca said, one of the important things of Relay is celebrating, and we're celebrating the lives of survivors as well. I've been to many relays. I've been involved with ours for 7 years, but I'm also a Global Hero of Hope, which is an ambassador on a national level for the Belgian Cancer Foundation. So I've been to many relays across the country. We have 26 relays now in Belgium. And so experiencing it as a visitor, I'm a survivor myself. So I'm experiencing it as a survivor, whichever relay I go to. And as a visitor, as well as being on the other side, being involved with organization, each time I go, I get something different out of it. And seeing how each relay is organized, with each one has a slightly different slant, but the key elements are the same. It's heartwarming. I find it encouraging, I find it heartwarming, and I find it, as Rebecca said, it's a time of solidarity.
I think I would say that what's so special about this being an international community event is that cancer affects everyone. There is not a single community in the world that is untouched by this. And as a result, people all around the world can gather in unity against it and with one another to seek solutions. And I think that Relay for Life makes a great international event because it highlights the similarities and the connections between different groups of people.